Big up the ting. It's Roadman Ralph. This podcast is going to have some swearing. It's going to have some adult themes and maybe some suck your mothers. And if you don't like it, I'll come to your house. Shut up!
If you support Manchester United, your team's a fucking shit and I do the lot of you cunts and all.
Yes, right. Welcome back to Prangers and Mash. We hope you enjoyed last week's show and obviously the guest we got on. So we have actually decided to get another guest on. Living up to the motto, which is what?
Get them all on, mate.
Get them all on.
We're going to have to get them all on.
We're going to have to. We are. So this is a friend of mine who is, he's doing all sorts of bits on TikTok. It's not really a world that I understand. So hopefully he's going to teach us boys about it and learn us a bit. So firstly, evening to you, Alfie, mate. Welcome.
Mate, you all right? How are you guys?
Good evening. Very good.
Alfie, all right, pal?
Thanks for coming on.
We are all good. That's pretty much it. I'm looking forward to getting into this one. It's going to be a bit different for us, isn't it? A bit interesting.
I'm getting into it again. I'm getting shit off Dougie again because we didn't have an ep out last week. It was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? All right, fans. Yeah. I had another earful on Thursday.
We're lazy men. But look, we're here now. Yeah.
This one will be out in a month then, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Right, Ryan, where are we, my friend?
Well, we're back at the Prangers, aren't we?
Yes.
It's a Sunday night. Quiz was on, but not enough people, so they sat the quiz off. Meat raffle. Right. I don't know if the meat raffle's on later or not. I can't remember. But Sheila's behind the bar. She's pouring the pints. So we'll get in there, boys. Cheers to you.
Cheers. Welcome.
Lovely.
Can we just point out at this point?
Yeah,
Alfie is in the car. So I mean, yes. Props to you for doing this in the car.
I never leave this car.
Oh, it's clearly out of Barney.
I've had this car 3.5 months and I've done 14,197 miles in it.
It's because you're delivering too many shirts.
It's been rinsing all the petrol, mate.
Mugging off Leeds fans.
Yeah, I'll get to that. Actually, that do you know what? That leads me in nicely because I need to put this in perspective because Alfie, last time I saw you before I caught up with you recently was Sunday morning, football. I was short of a player or two, so I called Monkey up, said, send a couple of lads from your team. Yeah. And you came up on the moped. I remember that moped. Pretty sure you played in Air Force Ones.
No, that's not true.
Are you sure? I thought there were some trainers.
What game are you talking about? Because there was two that you called me for. There was one on the right.
Lane End.
It was a different one.
Yeah, the really bobbly pitch. Absolute howl of a pitch.
You nearly had a scrap on the right.
What, with each other?
Yeah, because I said you put me as linesman for like I don't know 25 to half an hour before I came on, and I didn't give the decision to you lot, like us lot. I didn't give the decision, so you was like you fucking. I was like shut up, you.
Oh shit, my head went. Yeah,
Gary, it wasn't offside, mate. All right,
I'll take that now.
Though, but it wasn't offside.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, so that might have been over offside.
Exactly,
waving a bib. Fucking 20 yards behind the pace of the game, it's not pained. Keeping up. How can you even call it?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Oh, thanks for reminding me of that. So what I was getting to, okay, that was clearly the last time we saw each other. But then since then, somehow, you're now a man all about the TikTok life, like over 300,000 followers, 8 million likes. I mean, it sounds good. Is it good? Ryan, Dave, any idea?
I don't know.
I've started delving into TikTok recently. My wife's mocking me, saying I'm an old man. What the fuck are you doing? But the kids are quite enjoying it. So I think that's good numbers, really.
I tend to see TikTok in like Instagram reels and stuff like that. You know, like you flick through the videos. I haven't got TikTok as an app, but yes, you see that everyone's got the little name at the bottom, isn't there? There's also a naughty TikTok, isn't there?
TikTok is about luck. I started in lockdown, obviously, like everyone else did, and I was doing the same shit like everyone else did. And then one day, I decided to put on my Millwall football shirt and travel England and stand outside grounds mugging them off. And then from there, it just blew up. I went from, I think I was on 10,000 followers when I started that. Then I hit 28,000 followers I hit 18,000 followers in one day.
Jesus.
And then with the football thing, I carried on doing it, but it's hard work. Like it takes so long to do. Like if you think that's all done in, like if you've seen them videos, they're all done in one day.
Yeah, that's where I remember because I rang you. I saw it on the Leeds forum where you'd done the one and you included Leeds in it. And we will get to this a bit more in depth later, but that's where I was like, Oh, I mean, you were getting slated by everyone. It was fucking hilarious. Like, this guy's a bellend. Yeah. Anyway, I was like,
I joined the Leeds forums under a fake name so I could read it all. It was hilarious.
Mate, and I was like, I swear to God, that is Alfie. That can't be Alfie. And I was to text Monkey Boy and I was like, Craig, is it him? He goes, fucking looks like him, doesn't it? And that was it. There you were. Fucking madness. So, look, we're going to touch on that, obviously. But as you know, this is... well, our loose theme is that we're a music pod.
Very loose,
did not get 18,000 followers in a day. That did not happen.
Oh, that's light work.
But still, right, so we're going to ask you a few of our bread and butter questions. I think, yeah. Egg, you got the first one for
I'll
us.
I'll be starting out, yeah, I'll take it back. What was the first album you can remember buying or stealing or downloading? How old were you? What's your first sort of memories of getting hold of music and how did you do it?
My first one was, I was in my cousin's house and he had, do you remember them old racks, them massive racks with all CDs in it?
Yeah.
I remember taking one out and it was Eminem.
Good start. Yeah.
It was Eminem and it was it might have been Curtain Call. Is that the album name?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So one of the later ones.
The red front, one of the later ones.
2002, one that three?
Something like that, yeah. I was only about 11 or 12 and I remember taking it out and I stole it. Wow. I put it in my PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 1, whatever at the time. And I just heard this madness and I was like, Jesus Christ, like that is bad. But I loved it. And then ever since then, obviously...
Just kept going back to your cousin's house and nicking more CDs.
Yeah, his rack just got smaller and smaller.
No, I started going HMV after that.
Yeah.
Just robbing from there.
Yeah.
No,
like
taking
them from there.
And then taking them back for the gift receipt and getting another CD. Yeah. Glorious times, people. Not that we condone such things.
So that's it, the first dalliance into Eminem. So did you stay on that theme, you like hip-hop head, or did you bounce around? What's your kind of go-to?
The first ever one that was ever bought for me was the Gorillaz album.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You remember the one with the car and they're all sat on the car?
Yeah.
Is that the one Dare came from? Is that the first one that came out? Yeah, they got Sunshine in. That
was the first ever one that I constantly listened to. And it was the same sort of time. I remember listening to that while playing GTA at the same time, the GTA 3 or whatever, the first one. I remember playing
the Carefree days.
I remember doing that. So, whatever time that came out, that's when it was.
That might be a first shout for Gorillaz on the podcast.
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, it is. See, Alf, you've not won out there.
First, but big Gorillaz, though. Like I said, just reminded me of a cracking tune there. That'll be slipping on the rotation this week, I'm sure.
Everyone forgets about Gorillaz, but they
Yeah, they're still doing bits as well. They still tour, don't they? They tour regularly.
I've seen them touring, yeah.
Cool.
There you go. Get them on the playlist, right?
Yeah, I'll add them in.
So, Alfie, before you had a choice in what music you were able to get your hands on, what was being played around you growing up?
Well, it was mainly my dad, UB40.
Yes, it's like a staple for all of us. That is,
it's always, isn't it? The dance of that era, UB40, Bob Marley.
Yes.
Like all of them is just, you know, all of his mates around, they're doing what they're doing, they're flipping, playing music all night. You fall asleep to it. Like that is what it is, isn't it? UB40, all of them people, yeah.
You know, UB40 was supposed to play Cook and Dean this weekend, but it got cancelled. You know that thing on the moor or something?
Okay, yeah, they're doing a tour at the minute as well, to be fair. They just got announced for Isle of Wight as well next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, got to love a bit of UB40. Do you know what, Alfie, like you're saying, though, like that was it. When your parents were having the house parties, it'd be like the time they'd be like, oh, you can stay up late. And yeah, that would be a bit of UB40. You
got party breezer on the go.
I'm going to sleep now.
It's a bit of me now, man.
Yeah. And then you passed out 2 minutes later. Sparko.
Love it.
Yeah, you see, when my mum and dad had a party, they were playing Cliff Richard and Buddy Holly. It was nothing like your life.
Yeah, stinker.
Although, I have said before, Bob Marley was one of the... My dad had it on a record, and it was one of the first ones I listened to, the Legend album, and I destroyed his vinyl. So
One second, boys. Can you hear that rain? Is that picking up?
No.
You're sweet, mate.
Right, okay. I just want to make sure that obviously when we finished it, I don't want the rain, because I'm up north, so it's a shit hole up here.
Yeah, hey, David.
Hey, where I live, pal.
I'm leaving that in, by the way. I'm not editing that out.
Is that staying in, yeah? The rain. Brilliant. Right, where did we get to?
I got a little one.
Growing up. Yeah. Whereabouts are you actually, Alfie, right now?
Burnley.
All right. Proper up.
Where are you? Well up.
I'm in Chesterfield.
Oh, right, okay.
To the other side.
Oh, little, okay, little geography for you listeners. Yeah. Dougie, just to let you know where people are. I'll come in with a little question. Can you remember or give us some details on your first ever concert, gig, rave, festival that you went to? How old were you, kind of thing? Just give us a bit of detail behind that.
Well, none of you will know, but there used to be a thing in South London, and it was, all of it was local rappers used to come and perform.
Okay.
I can't remember. I think it was called something Blueborough in the Park or something like that. But I don't know whether Gary knows, but my step cousin is actually a grime artist. So I used to go all the time to watch him and his mates, which you guys obviously know who they are. But I'm probably told Gary in the past who he is.
No, no, no. Well, you probably have done. I forget a lot of shit. Who's that?
Little D.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dougie, Little Dougie.
Yeah.
He's so really good. Hey, have you listened to him?
The name rings a bell, but I won't be able to tell you anything. I'll look it out, though. I'll pick it out.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I didn't realise the link at all. That's interesting, man. Yeah, he's...
So Little D, P Money, all of them sort of people, every year they used to go to the park and perform. So that was like a underground thing that weren't meant to happen, but every year on the same day they went to perform there.
Nice.
But my real first ever gig was really late. It was 2 years ago. I'm quite antisocial. I don't go to these things. I've never been clubbing. I've never been to like a pub club. I've never really done that. So my first ever gig was Gigs, Landlord Tour at Wembley.
Oh, nice.
I know. Where was it? Wembley? I don't even know where. Wembley Arena?
Good venue, though.
But yeah, I went to Gigs. That was sick. He brought everyone out, JME. Everyone was there.
Cool.
P-Money out, everyone.
Did you enjoy it though? Are you going to go again to different gigs? Are you looking for that, or are you just sort of?
I don't know. The thing is, now my wife is she's a comedian, a real life comedian.
No, no.
And so
yeah, she sings. She's a musical comedy as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does musical comedy. Yeah, but she.
Yeah.
Obviously, offline, she's an actual comedian. So we go to a lot of gigs where she's doing that. So I don't really have much time if I ain't doing that. I've got kids, do you know what I'm saying? So,
oh yes,
I ain't really inclined to be doing anything else.
No. What Rye's saying, and it's a fair point. As a man that's never really bothered with going to concerts because you're antisocial and that. If you now that you've been to the one, if you did find the time, would you go to a concert again?
I lied to you actually. I just remembered, and how could I even not remember? I went to Eminem at Wembley.
Was that? What year? Do you know? Because we've all been to Eminem.
2014, because my son was born 2 days before.
cut that fine, didn't you? See you later, love. Yeah. Don't want to waste these tickets.
2 days before, and it was on the Saturday. I think it would have been the 8th, I think, 8th of July, 2014.
Wow. At Wembley?
Yeah, I think if you look at the dates, it's probably round about that time when it was.
And did he smash it? Was it good, that one?
It was good, but the sound was fucked.
Like, was he bringing chainsaws on the stage for that tour, or was that before?
He brought Dre on. That's the first time, obviously, he performed in England in a long time, and he performed Rap God, which was flawless and unbelievable. Some of them, I want to see me go to do it. Oh, it was unbelievable. I can't do that shit, but it was unbelievable. So, yeah, that was the first proper one, and then Geeks. I forgot about that.
This is what we're doing on Prangers. We're just unlocking memories.
Going back to those like early days in the park, you said with your cousins and whatnot. Did that gather many crowds? Is it biggest?
It was just like a good old
sound system set up.
No, it was the proper shit. It was proper shit. They used to have a little amp and a mic, and that was it. But they used to perform all day. There used to be about, I'd probably say, 3,000 to 4,000 people in that park.
Oh, shit.
Right. Banging.
Every single year.
Was this about the time, early days when grime was just coming out, when was Wiley involved
This is like when grime was still on pirate radio.
So even before the Channel U days.
Yeah, before that. Before
Channel U days, man.
I remember being like 8, 9, standing in that park and freezing cold, just watching them perform. It was mad.
For a man who says he doesn't do any music stuff, he's just dropped to fuck it.
Oh, I know, he gets about, doesn't he?
Yeah. Gets it in. I was at the birth of God, but yeah, I'm not
into it. Nah. You'll understand when you ask me more questions why I said that. But yeah,
cool, I like it.
We've gone through that then. So what can you see? I don't know why you even put this question is. This is tough. What would be your top three albums?
This is what I struggle with, because I say fuck you to albums because no one listens to albums really, let's be honest. Nah. You make your own album now, right?
Yeah, standard. Yeah, it's just your playlist, isn't it? It's yeah.
But my album would consist of gigs, P Money. It's all grime. Gigs, yeah. P Money. Yeah. One person I do listen to is Black Bear.
Nah.
You've never heard of Black Bear?
No. Nah.
You need to listen to him. He's incredible. He's an American rapper, but he talks about mad stuff.
It's definitely one for you two, boys, isn't it? I mean, I'll give it a go.
You never know, mate. You never know.
Yeah,
well, you're chilling at my end of the pool. I've got so much space down there. It's crowded that you're in. Yeah. No, quality. I like it. So we got some grime in there. I love adding that because that's new. We haven't really got much grime in the playlist, to be fair.
So when you talk about albums, it's going to be. It's going to be Boy in the Corner.
Oh, yes, mate, yeah.
It's going to be... For me, it's going to be Walk in the Park by Giggs, from Giggs.
Yeah.
Is it Walk in the Park? Yeah, it's called that, isn't it? And if I could choose another one... I could probably choose two and that's it. Boy in the Corner is the one that obviously changed everything, and Walk in the Park was just... incredible, like it was incredible.
No,
fine. Because on the end of that question, is there any music you absolutely despise? Any art, like artists you cannot bear?
Yeah. I'm Scouting for Girls because we covered that.
We've got a few pet hates on the show. Yeah. I'm just curious to know who.
Anyone I hate?
Just you know,
it's harsh to call out people you hate. There's no room. For hate.
Okay, like
the ones you love.
All right, well, I just you know, music you can't stand. All right, I'll remove the hate word. Music you can't stand.
You know what? There isn't much. I like all types of music, but I always hyper focus on grime. But you could say I like Michael Bublé. I like people like that.
Gotta love a bit of Bublé, mate. Can't.
Yeah, it's nearly Bublé season, isn't it?
I love Bob Marley. I love all of them. All of them big guys. Like Queen. I love Queen.
Yeah.
I like all of that. Like,
and it's such a great film as well.
Bohemian Rhapsody. That was like incredible. Like it's mad.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of the stuff, like a lot of the grime stuff, like, I mean, I don't know as much as you guys. It tells a story. Every song tells a story, doesn't it? Which is why it's so good. I love all that. Like, I love the storytelling stuff, which is why I like Kano as much as I probably do.
You'll actually really like Little D and P Money. They've done that album, didn't they?
Back-to-back.
Fucking, it's really good, man. Really good.
Who's that other guy that does all the films? The it's called Rap Man, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
If you love storytelling, listen to Rap Man. He's incredible. There's no one. Him and Scorcher. Scorcher's good. Who else is storytelling? To be fair, P Money.
Well, it was Cadet, wasn't it? Really, he was unreal at storytelling. Unreal, but there's some good ones to get into there. You've done all right. You've held Joan in the music round. He's like, I don't know about this music questions, guys. I don't know. Look at all this dropping knowledge everywhere.
Podcast, not for me, I don't think.
Yeah, fucking completed it, mate. Right, you kind of set the scene on how this TikTok thing started. So it was lockdown, and that's when I first sort of noticed you was this geezer on a Millwall shirt going around, standing outside every club, boom, boom, boom. You left a few shirts at clubs and stuff as well, didn't you?
West Ham and Leeds, yeah.
Yeah, so how did your head get to that point? Yeah, how did your head get to that point? Like, what, you're just like, this is my plan, or had you been inspired? Like, just, get into it a bit, man.
First of all, I did it by mistake. Before anyone even followed me, I think I had about 4,000 followers. I stood on the camera with my top on by mistake. And I said something. I was like, fuck you to West Ham or something like that. And it went mad. Like, it got like 80,000 views. And for someone with 4,000 followers, that don't happen.
Okay,
let me explore this football thing. So I did it again. I put my top on and I listed about six teams.
But at that point, you were just your standard Instagram or Alfie or whatever it was.
No, it didn't have an Instagram. I didn't. Okay. I had a TikTok account called Dax, D-A-Q-Q-Z.
Oh, sorry, on TikTok. Yeah. Okay.
I had a TikTok account called D-A-Q-Q-Z, and it's Dax. It's my old Xbox name. I was just literally being me, but obviously I thought, oh, let's just pretend to be a hard man, stand in front of the camera and say, I hate Leeds, all that shit, and see what happens. And then it hit like a million views. And I shot up to like 9,000 followers, and I was like, whoa. So that's crazy. And then I see a video of a guy going to football stadiums reviewing them.
Okay, yeah.
You've probably seen him. He goes round, right. And he has a look around them and rates them out of 10. So I thought to myself, what if I got in my car and I drove to football stadiums, stood outside with the top on and shouted that I hated these teams. I thought, what would happen?
Such a simple idea.
What would happen? Because no one's ever done that before. No one. This is the thing. Like, if something hasn't been done and you realise it hasn't been done and you do it, you're almost guaranteed to blow on there.
Get something. So yeah.
And at the time, I had a friend. He lived in Manchester. And I said to him, "Hey, I've got this thing. I want to try. I want to go to United, Burnley, Man City, Liverpool and Everton. I said, I want to try this thing. Will you come and do the camera work for me?" And he was like, yeah, no problem. So I went and done it. I went and done that. And I was on 9,000 at the time. And then I did that, released it. And it went really shit for the first day. It was on like 10,000 views. And I thought, what a waste of time. Mm. And the next day I woke up and it was on like 1.8 million views. 200,000 likes. And I was like, and I read the comments and I'm sitting there going, this is incredible. People are going, I'm going to kill you. Watch when I see you. You come near my club again, I'm going to kill you. You know what football fans are like.
Yeah.
The tribalism.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So I was like, do you know what? I'm not letting this go. So, but by then, now my account's gone from 9,000 to 25. It's gone to 9,000, 25,000 followers overnight. Literally, boom, overnight. So I was like, okay, I'm still in Manchester, so I need to be careful because this is not. So I thought, okay, I'll leave it for a bit. And then I carried on doing football stuff, just saying I'm coming to this club soon, I'm coming to that club. But then by mistake, forget the football stuff for a minute. By mistake, because I don't know, have you ever seen me turning up to people's houses, guys?
That's what I was saying. It was the football thing at first. Then I was like, your niche is someone like, oh, you won't turn up at my gaff in fucking Preston or whatever, or Bournemouth, and then you turn up at their gaff.
Yeah, so what happened was I went to my friend's house for no reason other than I was passing. And he said to me when I got there, he said, I'm going to finish TikTok. I can't be bothered with it. I'm going to finish it. And I said, well, why are you doing the do that? And I said, your page is growing all right. He had about 10,000, 15,000 followers. Hmm. I said, what about if I do a video where I screech up to your house and I get out, knock on your door and say, how many likes for you to stay on TikTok? And he said, yeah, all right then, whatever, we'll do it. So I recorded that and he asked for 7,000 likes to stay on TikTok. And then it came to 238,000 likes it got. And everyone on TikTok, I think it hit 3.5 million views. And everyone on TikTok then was saying, come to my house, which is a weird thing to say, right?
Yeah. But
it's a very weird thing to say.
Like you say, it's a new thing. It's a little fad and everyone just jumps on straight away, don't they?
Yeah, again, I found another USP. It was no one's ever done that before. No one's ever gone and just turned up at people's houses.
And that's all you were doing in essence, wasn't it? Knocking the door.
I do TikTok to them, I go to the next house. But that was a mistake. I just did that as a fun video. I did that as a mistake. So by then, I'm on 29,000. I post a video, within 10 minutes, I've hit 30,000, which was, I don't know how it happened, but the video just boomed. And from there, I thought, right, I'm going to go and do more football videos. This is just a one-off.
Mm.
So I went and done the South London clubs and the London clubs. So I went to Chelsea, Arsenal, West Ham, all of these in one day. Chelsea, Arsenal, West Ham, Fulham, all of these one day. It took me from 4 o'clock in the morning till like 9 o'clock at night to do this.
Dedication, mate.
In the middle,
there was Crystal Palace. So I did Crystal Palace, and I remembered I knew this girl that lived around there. And she's asked me to come to her house. So I thought, right, I'll do it again. I went and done that again. That hit, I think, like 700,000 views. So I thought, this has got to be something. Like, this has got to be.
But I mean,
and then obviously, off the back of that video, I've gained another 10,000 followers. And then I post a football video, which is the London clubs, which is bigger. And that's just propelled me to 50, 60,000 followers. So, yeah, that's sort of how that started. But then I've travelled, literally, I lived in Buckinghamshire. I live up Burnley now. But I lived in Buckinghamshire and I travelled Essex. I travelled to Manchester. I travelled to Blackpool. I travelled, like, do you know Sophie Aspin?
No. Singer?
M to the B, M to the B, M, 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 M to the B.
She's a singer, yeah?
Yeah, so she's one of me and my wife's really good friends now.
I think I've seen you promoting her on your page a few times or something.
Yeah, so I went to her house. That boomed. Like, I've been to so many big creators' houses. I've made so many mad friends, like, doing it, and it's just crazy. But yeah, from turning up to people's houses, that's what I mainly focused on. And then I went from 30,000 followers when I first did it up to, I don't know, 250,000. And then I sort of slowed down, stopped doing it. Then I did it again. But I'm at 374,000 now, but I don't really post much anymore. I don't really do live streams anymore. I'm a bit past it. I'm a bit over it now.
Really?
Well, this will be the next one.
Sorry to any of his loyal fans.
Anyway, everyone follow Roadman Ralph. He's bringing out stuff all the time.
Yeah, he's got loads of new content. He loves it.
In a dead man. He's giving up.
He's just podcasts now, isn't he? He's just a podcaster.
He just goes to say goodbye.
Once I've done one, that's it. I'll be on all of them.
Yeah, this is my first one, mate. No, I mean, honestly, mate, that's just a crazy story. Like, because it is just a series of coincidences, touch of luck, and timing, isn't it? There's nothing else to it. I mean, like, when, it's just
when it was really growing and dropping out, how often were you putting things out? Were you literally dropping videos every day?
I was doing 10 videos a day.
It must have consumed your life.
Not all of them was doing that. Some of it was easy stuff, like in my house, replying to a comment or doing a trend or something like that. But everything makes you grow. So when you get to a point when you're hitting 100,000 views on every video, do you know what I'm saying? Like
No, we don't know what you're saying at all. We probably get. I think I've got 6 likes on my post.
No, but that's it. You're constantly following. You just pick up on what trends are going, copy it, do it, and then put your own content around it. But you've just literally got to keep doing it so that you're in that algorithm, ain't you? If someone hovers on you for longer than 2 or 3 seconds, something like you keeps popping up. I mean, whoever wrote that algorithm is a fucking genius, isn't they? Mm. It just chucks at you what you want. You know what I mean? You hover on a picture of a lady's ass for 10 seconds, then all you get is arses for the next You know what I mean? If you look at... I was with my lads this morning, we're just going through some stuff, and we was looking at one called Call Me Chris, an American girl that does the silly ones with about older brother, younger sister, things like that. And we went through that for ages. And then I just got nothing but similar sorts of videos nonstop. It like taps into your veins and just pumps in what you want, isn't it? It is.
It's almost like Facebook, though, isn't it? When you type in you want to buy an Uber or something, you go on Facebook and there's Ubers all over the gaff. Do you know what I mean?
Always listening.
Always fucking listening.
One of the people we've spoke about music-wise will come up on the 3-song shuffle at the end.
100%.
No, you're right. Always listening. So, mate, no, that honestly, that's a really interesting insight. And you seem a bit like we are. And like, I bet there was a point you're just like, how the fuck did that happen then? When you sat down, just
I still think to myself now, what, like, it's crazy because it's not just the TikTok thing now. I can't go to the shop. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I go to the shop and I'm getting stopped by people all the time. Can I have a picture? Can I have this? And it's weird. It's still weird to me. And obviously, I met my wife on TikTok too. Yeah. So,
you recently got married, didn't you, mate? So congratulations. Yeah. Oh, I bet that got some likes, didn't it? TikTok wedding. Oh, fucking, I bet they lapped it up, son, didn't they?
You know what, though? It wasn't
a publicity stunt.
Nobody knew when it was. Nobody knew where it was taking place. All they knew was we're getting married, but they didn't know when. And the night of us getting married, after all the ceremony happened, we just posted some videos and that was it. Because as much as TikTok sounds good, there's a lot of people that want to ruin it for you as well.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. I definitely want to talk about that. All right, so mate, again, smash the answer. Great answer.
I think you're
doing fine, son.
We've kind of already answered the next bit, but I'm hoping there is a little bit more. Where do you sort of see it going, or is that kind of, if something comes up, you'll go with it, or you're just going to let it level off and just see what happens?
Well, it's kind of weird because you get companies coming to you asking you to promote stuff. You get people asking you to do stuff like podcasts, and you get things like that. And I don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Welcome. I've earned some money. Do you know what I'm saying? I've earned some money off promotions. I've earned some money off doing this online stuff. People call it social influencer, but I think that's a load of bollocks. So I'm not a social influencer. I'm a normal person that's just got lucky on an app. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing else to it.
I've still got a 9-to-5.
No, I don't. No, my wife's very sick, so I'm looking after my wife at the moment.
Right. Oh, fair. Okay.
She's waiting for a heart transplant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, I'm looking after her at the moment. But TikTok has paid. It's paid decent money, like over lockdown, but I don't do it anymore. So, you know, things are hard.
How does TikTok pay money? Do you get it through advertising streams on your thing? Do you get per like, per clicks?
There's three ways to earn money on TikTok. You either get endorsements, so people ask you to wear certain things or promote things in your videos, which they'll give you a lump sum. Just one bank, here you go, there's £500 to put this jacket on, or they'll say to you, there's this brand new brand like this, my friend, do you know Lawrence?
But he was your best man at your wedding, yeah? I don't know who he is, but only through what you've obviously posted.
Yeah, so things like that, you can sell merch or you can do things like that. Live streaming, so you live stream like we're doing now to, I don't know, thousands of people, and they send you gifts, which I've never understood. Like, anyone listening that has ever sent me a gift, thank you. But I still don't understand. It's weird that people just want to put my... hold on.
Give you stuff.
No, there you go, mate. Oh.
What happened?
Yeah,
it's weird that people just want to send you money because they like what you do. And then me and my wife have spent thousands of hours on live streams talking to people, helping people.
Live stream ones. Are those the ones where it just says so-and-so is live and questions pop up on the screen, you answer it, you go through it, and what is that all it is?
No. So people just write comments. So basically, say like this, I'm on camera to you and I'm talking. People just go, oh, what are you doing today? Or whatever, they ask you about your life, or it doesn't matter. Once they get to know you, they don't ask them questions, and you get different things. You play games, you do stupid shit online. Like, you do stupid shit, and that's what it is. Or another way to make money, which I never did. I did it once and I earned £600 from it, from 3 or 4 videos, which went really well, is the creator fund. But I never joined it, really. I never earned any money through TikTok until I started hitting big numbers. Like, I never joined the creator fund. So the creator fund is done by views. But it used to be, it is terrible on TikTok. TikTok pay is terrible. Like, you get 1 million views on YouTube, you're hitting £5,000. Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting paid £5,000. If you get 1 million views on TikTok in lockdown, it was £42.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. Now it's £13 per 1 million view. But I've never really joined that. I joined it once and left. I just earned some money for what I was doing. I knew the videos would pop. Earned £500-600, then left it again.
Yeah, but is it paid so low because of the frenetic nature of it? It moves so quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if someone views it for one second
and flicks, does that count as a view, or have they got to watch it for a certain amount of time?
No, it doesn't matter. It's just the views. But there's no adverts per se. There's no adverts. Yeah. So it's just paid for per view, but they have a bucket of money every week that they have to share between millions of people.
Yeah.
So you join that creator fund, and your views get suppressed. So I joined it. My views weren't going to get suppressed because I knew what I was doing. I knew these certain 6-7 videos or whatever they were, 5-6-7 videos were going to blow because that was what I did. I knew it was going to happen. But if you start putting out just a dance video while you're in the creative fund, you're going to get half of the views you normally get because they haven't got the money to pay you, so they suppress your views.
Right.
That's the bad thing about it.
Because there's a lot of people on there now, I've noticed, like videos I've seen, it's the same, like they'll dub over something, but it'll be different people doing it. It's like, fucking hell, I've seen that before so many times. I can't give an example. But
yeah, that's what always kills me when my daughters are on it. I hear the same audio track.
Yeah.
8 second loop, whatever, over and over and over. I'm like, what the fuck is that, man?
The thing is, you hear,
but it's different people doing the same. It's just like, fuck me, man.
You hear a good song like, have you seen The State of Her Body? Mad. If I beat you, I ain't wearing a Johnny. You hear that and you think, yeah, that's a decent tune. But after the 50,000th time of scrolling through and hearing it, you think,
yeah,
oh, fucking hell. Yeah, it's just ruining it. It ruins it.
Yeah. So, do you know what? Like, I can see why people are desperate. Like again, what you said, Alf, is you just kind of stumbled across this. You know I knew before this, you know, you're a fucking hard-working geezer. I think you used to work nights and then go on the building site the next day, didn't you? So, yeah, you know.
For 6 years, I worked 7 days a week for my kids. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, you know, you're a proper grafter and you've just had a bit of luck, and fair play to you, mate. I think that's brilliant. But, I still can see why...
I still didn't give up work while I did it. I was still I was a postman. I did the postman thing until probably I had about 200,000 followers and I was working as a postman.
Getting stopped on your round. There is Roadman Ralph, aka the secret poster.
People coming out to me while I'm delivering post, and I'm like, I haven't got time. And it sounds rude, but any other time, I'm like, yeah, come take a picture.
Yeah.
How many but times did you get? Well, this is a different sort of post, isn't it?
Yeah,
terrible.
But no, this is what I'm saying. So it's like you can see why the point I was getting to. You can see why now, after everything you've just said, people are desperate to blow up on TikTok. But it always comes back to the thing: whenever you force something, it ain't going to happen, is it? And this is the problem. You see these people on there. It's like you're forcing this. You're desperate for this. This is all that matters to you, but you're not delivering. And it's mad to think people get in that mindset. And I think a lot of the people like you, similar to All Right Fans, like, it goes, look, I made a funny video for a bit of a joke and it went off. And that's the times when people...
It's just another platform, isn't it? If you're original, more props to you, it'll go well for you. But if you're just copying over and over...
constantly ask me, how do you do it? How do you get to a point where you're getting these views? And I say, first of all, you need luck.
Fuck yeah, 100%.
But second, you need a USP.
You need
a unique selling point, because if you're doing the same as everyone else, unless you're like Charlie D'Amelio or something, you ain't getting views. Like, I've seen so many people, like, they say, oh, just help me get views. And I'm like, how I can, if I meet you, I can do a TikTok with you, which might get you some more views. It might not. But I've done TikToks with people on the street and I've looked and they've hit like 2-3 million views. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm not even getting them numbers all the time.
Yeah.
but then people say, how'd you do it? And it's like luck. But if you want to do something someone else hasn't done. And I know that sounds difficult, because you can't just go, all right, I'm gonna go and climb up that wall. Do you know what I mean? It is difficult to think of something no one else has done. But there is stuff out there, and I found two of them.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. People get caught in that loop of trying to force something, think of something new. I've got to think of something new. And they just knock out a load of shit. It's just...
It's got to be natural, isn't it?
It's got to be natural.
Yeah. No, fair play, man.
Like I said, we've talked about it a little bit, but you're saying you get people coming up to you in the streets, and like, but you've also said people try and come out to ruin you. They're coming, like, they think, right, if I take him out, I'll more or less get his views or get more views or whatever.
What are the good sides
and the bad sides of it, if you know what I mean?
No one's ever come up to me in the street and tried anything.
No one's ever coming at you video-wise,
like responding to your video or mocking. Have you ever had anything like that?
Oh yeah, there's been thousands of times where people have just criticized what I've done. People say things like, oh, you go to women's house and abuse them, not sexually or anything like that. But they say, you go there, you shout at them, you do this. And I'm like, bro, are you stupid? Like, do you think I just turn up to people's houses?
Get in on it, for fuck's sake, man. Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, do you think that I'm some sort of CSI guy that can just know where people live?
It's staged, mate. It's staged. We planned this.
Let me tell you now, nothing you see on the internet is real.
Yeah. I knew you were coming down the road. They were like, oh, I better film this car just in case it's coming to my house.
It's pretty obvious, isn't it? Yeah.
But, there are people on the internet that are that fucking stupid.
Oh yeah. You get it. You get actors and actresses, don't you? When they play like an edgy role, you know, then they'll get old people shouting at me in the street, abusing me. It's like, fuck me. It was a TV character. Yes, he was a massive cunt in it.
Yeah.
Fair play. You know, he played it well. Yeah, he played it well.
But then the other side of that, you get people saying, this is so fucking staged, this is shit. And I'm going, yes. Obviously. Yes. Okay, do you watch EastEnders? Because they don't just turn up and start talking. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything's an entertainment thing. Like, yeah. You've got to be entertaining. And most of these people that hate on you haven't got something to entertain people. So what they do is they turn the other way and they want to destroy people.
Yeah.
They try and get a cancel culture thing going and take thing out of that and try and get the likes.
I had people threatening to come to the wedding and ruin it. I've had people threatening my children. I've had my life threatened. Someone said to me not too long ago that they're going to come to my house and make me beg for my life.
Wow.
Like this internet world is shit.
Yeah, like, it's not, man.
But the difference between me and a lot of other creators, this is including my friends as well, is that they don't understand. Once you turn the app off, it's not real.
Yeah.
You click off of it and they say, how do you deal with trolls? I'm like, I don't touch my phone for 10 hours a day. How can they bother me if my phone is not, if I'm not on the app? Yeah. I post my video and I leave. That's it. I don't read comments. I don't want to. I might read a comment and go, shut up, you dickhead. But that's it. I read it for about 5 minutes and then I turn it off.
Yeah. And I think that's probably where you're different to a lot of people, in that they fixate on every single comment that everyone's made. You know, I get it with my dad, like, bless him. When he's on the Leeds forums and, like, someone's hammering a player and made a really invalid, terrible point. And my old man gets angry about it. Look at what this idiot's saying. I'm like, for fuck's sake, just leave it. It's some idiot in a bedsit in Yorkshire that's got access to a keypad. Stop letting it wind you up, for fuck's sake.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm on that Tottenham podcast that I'm paid into, and there's a forum on that, and like everyone in there is fairly level-headed. But when you go on, like, football Twitter is one of the worst places to get dressed. It's awful. Listen, some of the takes are just ridiculous. I know you've hit that, Ralph, and got into it, haven't you?
Well, my first ever, I'm not really on Twitter. I've got it, but I don't really use it. But my first ever football video got put on by second ever one got put on by a West Ham fan, and it went viral. Like, it hit 5-6 million views on Twitter. And I'm not even on Twitter, and I'm sitting there for days just scrolling through, reading this thing, you fat cunt, you fat this, you fat that, you dickhead. You fucking prick, come to my club while I'm there. Come on a match day and I'll smash your fucking head in. And I'm like, I'm sitting there for days reading this, thinking this is hilarious that I can just get 5 million. We'll say
nibble. Yeah, it's just there.
But it's these people going, come to this club and I'll do you in. They've probably never been at the ground. You know what I mean? That's the thing of it. You know what I mean? That's what gets me with football Twitter. I mean, I don't go at the ground often, whatever. You dip in and out. But people, when you have these polar opposite opinions on players and they're tearing into each other, you're like, oh my God, it's just a player. Just chill out, mate.
Yeah. I think they've got to realise again, I know we said it, I'm like, it's not real.
No.
Like, none of this is real. Like, it's there for
off,
likes.
You click off that app that you're on, you click it off and that's it, it's done.
Yeah.
That's reminding me, you're saying about West, remind me, so I went to Tottenham Stadium and we ended up meeting a friend of mine, I won't drop his name, but got football banning orders, you know what I mean? But he met us before the game. And so I went, I've got a spare ticket for the Tottenham. He went, yeah, fuck it, I'll come watch the first half. He's a West Ham fan. And he went into the Tottenham and was playing Sheffield United. And he sent me a video at half time of him stood on the concourse at Tottenham singing I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, looking round, shaving his video. And I'm thinking, fuck it, that could have just absolutely kicked off. I mean, if I posted that up, it would go mad. You know what I mean? But I planned to
go to West Ham with a Millwall top on and run on and get a video. But at some point, you've got to say that's enough. Do you know what I'm saying?
That might be enough there, mate. Yeah.
To go there when it's sort of locked down and no one's there other than staff.
Different story. Yeah.
Especially at Leeds when all the houses around. Liverpool was the worst because there was people there even when
you're right in it, mate. Yeah.
You're in it. There's a long road out as well, isn't it?
It's not an.
I'm literally standing there going, if you support Liverpool, see you later, I'm off.
Yeah. Get that fridge. Fucking run. Yeah.
I don't know whether you guys have been to Liverpool, but literally where I stood, there's houses there. Yeah. And they've all got Liverpool flags everywhere.
Like, and then
it's just in the middle of a row of terraces, isn't it? It's like terraces, yeah. terraces. Yeah, the boom, stadium, isn't it?
But I thought I even fooled one of the guys. He said, "What are you doing?" This is because I was hanging around getting the camera ready. And I said, "I'm just filming a football video for online Instagram, TikTok." And he said, "Oh, what type of video is it?" And I was like, "Oh, it's just visiting stadiums." I was like, "It's just visiting." He's like, "Do you want to come in the ground and do something on the pitch?" And I was like, "Do you know what, mate? I'd love to. I said, I haven't got time."
Yeah, maybe not this ground.
I had to do that video and bounce. I had to get out.
If he took you in there and you just ripped your jacket off, stood there as Millwall. Any of you fuckers, you
did. Got Virgil van Dijk coming to fly kick you in the head. You know what I mean?
It would have been Milner. Milner would have brought you out, mate.
Yeah, he would have. Right, decent. So one of the other things that we were saying about the good and bad sides, I did think the trolling would be massive. But that aside, some of the things you said and the effort seems like hard work. Like, I think a lot of people probably assume that blowing up on TikTok or any social media platform, you're going to have to ping out a few posts and whatnot. But you put some fucking effort in, haven't you? And I bet it consumes a lot of your time if you allow it to.
It did. Like, them football videos, I used to leave between, I don't know, 4 to 6 o'clock in the morning. Especially, you got to think, when it was like the Northern clubs, it was easy because I could drive to them.
Yeah, but you were doing it in the first lockdown, weren't you?
No, second.
Second one, right. Okay, yeah.
So when we come out of the first lockdown, I never left my house because I this is another story. Do you remember I injured myself in training, Gary?
Yeah. That was the end of your career, wasn't it?
That was it. And in the start of lockdown, I had the operation, which was 4 years later. I never had anything done, but it got to a point where I couldn't walk.
Tried to walk it off for 4 years. Yeah. But it'll be all right next week. I'm just going to give it another year, see how it goes.
I did, but I got to a point where I couldn't sleep. So I went there and they said, "You've completely messed," like that kid, I don't know who he was. He was Josh's mate, wasn't he? Do you remember little Josh?
Yeah.
He completely ripped my ankle to pieces. They said, "I don't know how you've been walking for 4 years." I said, "Well, I had to." He said, "You should have come. Like, you fucked it so bad." But so when lockdown happened, I literally had an operation in the January, which took me to the end of February, and then lockdown happened.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I'm sat in my house with nothing to do, doing shitty little TikToks that never went anywhere. And then, obviously, after the lockdown, I worked as a fencer for a little while. I'd done that for a year. Was it a year? Yeah, I think just over a year. And I used to get weekends off. So when I wasn't seeing the kids, I used to do that. But when I got into the post office, that's when you get a day off in the week.
Yeah. Okay,
you get
a day off
in the week and you get a Sunday off. So most times in the week, the kids are at school. So I'm going from Buckinghamshire all the way to Essex, or I'm going all the way up to Manchester to record 6 or 7 videos at people's houses.
Fucking hell, yeah. And then back to be back home for the kids.
I'm leaving on a Friday night and not coming home till a Sunday.
Oh, you're going out and staying out and that?
But yeah, so the one weekend, I'll tell you what I did in one weekend. I did all the Northern football stadiums. Then the next day, I met up with my now wife and we recorded a Christmas song, which is everywhere. It's on Spotify and all that stuff.
As you do. Oh, fuck off, is it? Get it on the playlist, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I find it.
Fuck's sake.
A Christmas song is what pays you. If you get one of them on CDs, that gets turned out every year, mate. Then royalties.
We released it too late, unfortunately.
We released the Christmas song in January.
No, we released it the 26th of December.
Oh, yeah, a little bit later.
No, we released it in September, which was too early. You need to have everything in place by like June,
right?
Oh, wow.
This BBC, I think BBC agreed to play it if we got it to them by a certain time. We didn't. Other people that we had, me, my wife, Sophie Aspin, and Littlest Chicken, which is an amazing Scottish singer. Yeah. So we done that in a day, and then the next day we did some. The whole weekend was taken up by TikTok. Anyway, this song took hours, but then football videos are the longest. They take, I always did them in one day, and it used to take me like 14 to 16 hours every day driving, doing this.
Was you still on the moped?
No. I've been driving. You can see it in the turn up videos. I've got a car, but they take the longest, the football videos. And I'm literally pulling up to the stadium going, "If you support Burnley," and then cutting it.
then go to the next one. If you support Liverpool, cutting it. And then at the end, that one was Man United. If you support Manchester United, your team's a fucking shit and I do a lot to you cunts and all. So I was there at these clubs for maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But then what I was going to say to you is the London ones was the worst one because, okay, I've done Crystal Palace, I've done Charlton, but then when it comes to Fulham, Arsenal, Tottenham, you can't drive these places. You've got to get buses and trains. Like, yeah. So I was going on trains, getting buses, and it took me forever. Like, literally, I left 5 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't get home till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
Like the next day. I refuse to do things over 2 days. So if I'm doing it in 1 day, I'm doing it. Do you know what I mean?
So have you said this has supported you financially as 100%? You've managed to drop a job once you got big.
I didn't drop the job because of TikTok, because I'm not that stupid, because I know that TikTok
comes and goes.
It's not always guaranteed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I dropped it because my wife's very ill.
Yeah, yeah, you said that. But I didn't know if you'd ever got to the stage where TikTok just supported you wholly.
It did, because my wife was ill and I gave up work. But then we did more live streams. We had more time to do videos. We had more time to do everything. So, yeah, it did support us. As much as people that are going to listen to this that don't like me, because there will be a lot of them that don't me that listen.
Haters are weird like that, aren't they?
Haters gonna hate, mate.
It did support me, yeah. It did.
Good.
So, sweet. Yeah. Well,
that's our introduction into TikTok.
I mean honestly, Alf, that's really, really fucking interesting.
Yeah. It is, yeah. I didn't know much about that.
One that when I was doing my research into it, going through it, obviously I said about that Call Me Chris, that she was actually quite funny. But I read on one talking about the bad side of it. There's someone called the Smithy family, and people went around and set their car on fire and tried to torch their, like, proper went ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Over TikTok videos. Do you know any family, of them? They're London. Were they London?
Yeah, me and the Smithy family, I turned up to his shop and things like that, and we did videos wearing, like, we talk, like, it's one of them things. It's weird, because once you're in that crowd, you know everyone. So every big TikToker you know from the UK are in that circle.
Yeah.
I found interesting,
just for a guy called Stage Door Johnny that talks about... Right. How the English language makes no sense, and it just cracks me up because it doesn't.
Yeah.
If you ever try and break down the English language, and he's like, "What's the word? If you've got pin, what's the word for pinned? Grin, yeah. Win,
right?
One. What?
So he's on TikTok, is he?
Yeah, yeah. Stage Door Johnny, and he goes, "What? Right? Reading. What about read? Red. What? Like the color? No." R-E-E-D. Yeah. Well, that's read. Yeah. No, it's red. Like, it's just fucking brilliant the way it just completely destroys your mind. I can imagine trying to learn English, like the words cross over and everything. They're the ones I've found that I've remembered when scrolling TikTok. So
I'll be honest with you, Alf, I've only watched you, mate, and I had to use my daughter's TikTok to watch that. I was like, look up this geezer, Roadman Ralph. She's like, who's that? I was just a lad I used to play football with. She goes, he's got quite a bit. I was like, fuck, there he is, mate, honestly.
I sent you that early TikTok. I ended up on TikTok because someone shared that video of the bloke doing the balance beams spinning round, like when they just shout out the random names for it.
Oh, you know, fuck me, yeah. Shout that, your nan. And that was hilarious. That was fun. One. You sent me that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Right, so on that, right, Alfie, mate, you've smashed the question round. Top lads. We're drawing to a close, but we've got a few questions that we do like to ask our guests. This is the Prangers and Mash dinner table. We just want to know, mate, if you're listening to anything, reading anything, if you're watching anything, just anything you want to, any content you want to share with our listeners. It's a free reign. You know, even if there's a couple of people on TikTok that you might think are worth us checking out, mate, anything at all.
give me them questions one at a time, what you want.
Yeah, what are you listening to at the minute?
Black Bear.
Okay, so we're going to check Black Bear out, okay.
You need to check him out.
You reading anything?
Nah.
Nah. Come on. Come on. Who knows?
No one's been reading.
Gary, you know me. I don't do reading, man.
I could picture you with a pipe and a nice book, comfortable shoes, getting some TikTok hate. Ah, he mocks me as he gets his book. Right. What are you watching? You and your missus watching any series? You seen any good films lately? Just anything that, like, tonight, what are you going to go and watch if you get a bit of time with the missus? Just anything.
What did we watch last night? We watched that Moneyball. You seen that?
Oh, great.
No.
Call it that. Yeah. Is that Brad Pitt? Is that the other one?
Yeah, and worth watching. Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the baseball one?
Yeah.
Where they're like they suss it all out with the numbers. Is it that one?
Yeah. It's like lower league stuff, isn't it? They shouldn't have done what they did.
They went from losing everything to a 20 win game streak and got the highest. Yeah.
It's a true story, isn't it?
Do you know what? I've got to be honest with you. What we do is sit there and we binge watch Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
Fair dues, mate.
Love it, yeah.
I've got to be honest.
There's no shame here. I'm a below deck man. When I can't be asked to watch anything else, I swat that shit on. Most of the time, I just sit and play on my phone while it's on. But no, there's no shame here, pal. I've got a lot of time for Gordon Ramsay as well.
He's a good fella. He's on Gordon. TikTok and all.
We'll get him on.
Have you watched the Gordon, Gino and Fred Rose?
Yeah, that's brilliant. There was a new one out this week, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Brilliant. I love the driving, man. The driving's just incredible. Yeah. Like when they just smash up vans and all that. It's crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Have
brilliant.
You seen the one with the latest one when they're in the tuk-tuk van and they've nearly like rolled it? Oh, it's fucking brilliant.
No, I haven't watched
that. That was on this week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nah, don't spoil it. I've recorded that. So, all right. So we understand like that you've not been on any pods bar the greatest pod in the land, which is Prangers and Mash. Yeah. Do you see how professional we are, Alfie?
Alfie
was worried. It's like, I've never done a pod. I'm like, honestly, it's like just me and a few mates chatting shit. Yeah, I'm in the fucking garage, Alfie. Look, about three bikes behind me, son. I'm doing bike maintenance. It's stinking in the corner, mate. You know me. Come on.
Where's the football kits at?
It's in the corner. That's the next week problem. We don't need to worry about that now. Yeah. Right. So, have you ever listened to any podcasts before?
I listen to a lot.
Yeah. Oh, good man. All right. What are you listening to?
Come on. We like this.
All right. Listen, if you haven't heard, you need to listen to James English.
Yeah. I shouted him out last week. He's got an incredible list of guests as well, isn't he?
He gets one of the best in the game.
Yeah. 110% with you there.
Like, gets anyone on from rappers to footballers, gangsters, kill people.
Honestly, Dave, right, and listeners, I said this last week, but invest some time in him. He's got I think over 200 pods and he's got a really strong following. He gets top guests on a lot of boxers, UFC fighters.
I've spoke to him on Instagram. He's a top fellow. He replies and all that. He's not an arsehole.
Oh, nice. Like, he's a good guy. He's big on mental health as well, isn't he?
He just had a boxing match last night and he won.
Oh, decent. Yeah. James English.
Been doing it for a bit. James English. And then I know it's old and I don't know whether you guys would have ever listened to it, but I listened to XFM, Ricky Gervais, Cole Pilkington, Stephen Merchant.
Yeah. That was one of the early ones, isn't it? I've watched it when they animated it on TV.
They got thousands of episodes on YouTube that I listened to.
But that's when Elite Abroad started, wasn't it? Cole Pilkington out. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that, and then the ones you will know, I listened to True Geordie.
Nah, I don't know. Who's that?
You never heard of True Geordie?
Nah, I don't think so.
So he's a Newcastle fan. He used to do more football stuff, but now he gets like big guests on, like Ricky Gervais. He gets on, he gets people like Alan Shearer, Eddie Hearn, because I'm a big boxing, I love boxing. All the boxing ones I listen to, the podcast, and
Eddie Hearn's pod's quite good, isn't it? Who brought that one up? Someone's mentioned that before, haven't they?
It was Fraser, I think, was listening to it.
Eddie Hearn pod. I haven't listened to all of them, but I listened to the one where he had Tyson on. And that's another point. Tyson's podcast is good. Mike Tyson.
Right.
Has he got a pot? I didn't fucking know. I'm getting all over that tomorrow. I didn't know that at all.
Mike Tyson sits there smoking a blunt, talking to.
Yeah, he loves the green nowadays, doesn't he?
Yeah, sitting there talking to Eminem, smoking a blunt, and like just. But at the start of the interview, they're like, "Yeah, this is cool." Like, and they're talking, and then by the end of it, they're just giggling, because they're all brilliant. Stoned at their box. Do you know what I mean?
Love it, mate. Decent list of content. Get on that.
Happy hour.
Happy hour
podcast, which is Jackmate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen a few clips on Twitter and stuff. He posted a bit of that. I've not listened to a proper pod, but yeah, I quite like him.
He mainly gets other YouTubers on. He's had people like, you know, that guy from Hunted, the detective.
Where they chase celebrities around.
So he's had people like that on and things. Okay. I like listening to people's stories.
Yeah, yeah. That's why that James English one is spot on, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Right. Anything else you want to bring to the table before I open it up to the rest?
Where's the Liberal at now?
We're still going, mate. We're surviving. We're all getting old, aren't we? Yeah, we might as well be a vets team. We won't talk about this morning's result, but still. We're still going, mate.
Who's still about?
A lot of the old faces, mate. We'll have a catch. We don't want to bore our listeners with mediocre Sunday morning football tales, do we? Let's be honest. Yeah. We'll relive the glory days off camera.
Yeah.
Alfie, tell us a bit about your missus comedy. Where can we find that? What can we see it on?
She's a real life comedian, so you can book to go and watch her all over the country. She's ill, but she still does it. She's amazing.
Yeah.
That's her passion. That's what she does. She's a songwriter. She's wrote songs for people.
What's she called, Alfie? The main thing when you're promoting someone, let us know what she's called so we can find her.
Alfie's missus. Search online.
Just search Alfie's missus.
Everyone knows. No, I'm joking. Mel Moon, her name is. Not her real name, but that's her stage name.
Mel Boone.
Moon.
She's a songwriter. She's a comedian. She does all this stuff. She's just hit 600,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh, nice. Maybe we should have got her on, lad.
Do you know what, though? You say that, but she is obsessed with music. So I'll talk to her and see if she does want to come on.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
If you want music chat, she's the one to get on.
Well, it's music and also comedy, isn't it? It's another different...
Yeah, it's a different angle, isn't it, mate? We're just learning every week. We'll fucking have anyone on, literally. Yeah. I might just go knock on my neighbour after this for a bonus episode. Never met him.
If you want any guests from TikTok or Instagram, like some people, I can ask them for you, Gary. So,
honestly, as I said to you, we don't know what we're doing with this podcast. We go week by week. Because I knew you, I was really interested to get you on and have a chat. But yeah, we really just blag our way through. Yeah. Maybe we'll get our stroke of luck at some point.
I was going to say, it's very similar. We started in lockdown or something because we did it. We sort of recorded it. We haven't had our stroke of luck yet because it's a saturated market. We know what it is.
But we know.
We enjoy it.
It's my stroke of luck. It's just saved my head during lockdown.
Mm.
It's created a stronger friendship. That's what it's about.
If anyone's listening that's come from my Instagram or TikTok or anything like that, probably Instagram, make sure you follow these people because Gary's my real life friend. I've known you how long, Gary?
Seven, 8 years. Yeah, about that, lad. Yeah, we always got on well, mate. So it's but now look, mate. We'll just let anyone on. It's free for
reach out. If you're ever doing a generic one where you're just talking about other stuff, call me and I'll come on and just have a chat.
Yeah, mate.
We've been talking about we're running out of what we're talking about. It started with music. Some days we think, well, we've had a good run, lads. And then other days you think, fuck it, let's go for it. Let's do something else.
Then we just start messaging celebrities on Instagram. Yeah, come on my podcast. Mad,
we have like a mad day and then forget about it and go and live our life for a while. Play golf, wear your walking trousers.
Life moves on. Right, so Alfie, thanks for that. We've got a few more things to get through. But boys, we'll get through. What are you boys bringing to the table this week? Ryan, what are you listening to? What have you got for us?
Not really listening to anything new. I haven't been out and about this week. I haven't really read anything. Maradona's still there, but I haven't gone back to it. What am I watching? We've smashed through that Atypical. I said that on the Netflix series about the autistic kid. It's like comedy, but it's also like serious. It's brilliant. Yeah, it's four seasons, but there's only four seasons, so apparently that's it. We've just started season four. Well worth watching. Some good characters in there. Pods, I gave that Death of a Rockstar a go. Dave, and I've got to be honest, Marvin Gaye is a fucking weird cunt, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. that's bizarre, mate.
I listened to all the ones that I wanted to listen to, that kind of thing. I sort of pick and chose. I did Buddy Holly. I did a couple of other ones, like Freddie Mercury. Interesting. I wasn't a big fan of the bloke's voice, to be honest. But
that's a shame. Yeah, his voice don't get you. It's a bit weird. I think it could be better.
It's like he's reading it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, the content's great. I mean, well worth a listen.
What you're saying, I like great about content,
you get, a live story into 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Enough knowledge of a man.
There's a lot of information in that time. I mean? It's just his voice is kind of, you can tell he's reading from a script, but it's been produced by people that like does the Peter Crouch podcast, isn't it? Tom Fordyce does it and Tom a couple Fordyce, other people. Yeah. So that's, that was good. Listen to that. Okay, nothing else to bring to the table apart from Sam Cotton's put another couple of decent videos out this week.
Oh, yes. I went on, you know, when you just re-look at someone's page, I went through about 50 of his videos last night and it fucking kills me. Alfie, you know about him? Give him a follow, Sam Cotton. He's probably probably doing bits on TikTok. It's this Australian comedian that does these really little animations over birds getting up to fucking it's just give it a follow, mate. Well worth
it. It's fun.
Right. All right, Dave, let's see what you've got before we see what I've got and then we'll
because of when we go to pods later, I listened to Death of a Rockstar again. I listened to one about Lisa Left Eye, TLC.
So, yeah, I haven't done that one yet.
Yeah, which was interesting. I didn't realize she died live recording a fucking documentary down in Honduras. Like, there was documenting her life when she was just sorting herself out and she crashed the car, apparently.
Yes. Which I need to.
But so ended up on a 90s R&B playlist and just got
that. Taking it back, mate.
Had a great couple of days, mate. No diggity, say my name, always on time. Bit of Usher, you remind me. Pretending I was back in the Ford Escort, trying to spell a finger, you know what I mean? I was just doing... Loved it. I went all around that.
Fluffing that went onto those tracks. That was some fluffing.
Turning the tape over so you could rewind it to get back to your favourite tune again. You know what I mean? All that stuff. So, that's mainly what I listened to. And this Lola Young again, Pillar or Lullaby song. It might not be up your street, but fuck me, her voice is unbelievable. So, she ended up on James Corden this week in America, so she's going to go.
She's doing bits.
She's been on the Late Late Show. She's doing bits.
So. I can't believe she hasn't replied to your Instagram message. I know she's got a photo of your Instagram page, so you are actually real now.
Alfie, would you have responded to a direct message from a profile that was Dave6241 with no profile picture?
No, I would have told you to suck your mum.
Yeah, I'm learning, mate. I'm learning.
Nothing personal.
My mum's quite nice, mate. You might enjoy it.
Anyway, it's bot Dave, not real Dave. Right, go on.
Just a little story. I remember once at school, my mum.
I don't know where this is going.
She was in school doing a talk with Blind Bob from the local centre. He's coming in to do a talk to like the Sockhead class. Sat at the back, my mate Dan Flynn. He went, "Cool, that woman's legs all right." When you cunt, that's my mother. He didn't realise it was my mum up there. And he's telling me how nice her legs are, and it was my mama. Anyway, so.
Are you proud secretly? Right, moving on.
Who's a leg man at 15, by the way?
Look at those legs, boy. Yeah. Wise beyond his years.
Finished watching that Vigil. That was good. Enjoyed
Yeah,
that.
Vigil's good.
You've noticed, and I mentioned it in the groups, Gaz. I watched that Calm with Horses and Cardboard Gangsters.
A couple of great Irish gangster
local
films.
Local Irish low budget.
Really
films.
Good. Really yeah, good. Yeah, yeah.
Enjoyed that. I've enjoyed Taskmaster coming back. Thoroughly enjoy that program. What else? One for you, Gaz. I don't know why I ended up watching it. Have you ever heard of The Dark Side of the Ring?
Oh, my God. See, I would never shout it out on it because it'd be lost on you, but it's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Dark Side. I watched the one the Flight from Hell, where they're on the
So Dark Side of the Ring is about wrestling, but it's all about like the real, actual true story. So it's all about like the murders, the controversy, the drugs.
In one of my groups I'm in, they talk about wrestling all the time. They love it like you do. I mean, you went to see Bret the Hitman Hart's house and all sorts of shit, didn't you?
Well, why wouldn't you? I was fucking a mile away.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah.
Alfie, surely you used to be into the WWF back in the day.
I got into it a little bit, but I didn't get obsessed.
That wasn't a convincing at all. He's like, no.
Talking about this Dark Side of the Ring program and like how good it was in this flight. So I watched that and it was worth the watch. I might watch another one.
I've just realised how to get all three of you on the screen, so I'm happy with that.
Oh, welcome. But, right, we'll fucking start the pod again then, boys. Right, let's get comfortable.
It was, I did watch it when it was, I love Royal Rumble. That was my favourite.
Yeah.
I don't know about it now. Like I used to watch all the old ones.
I don't watch it anymore. But the thing is that now that all of the stories are coming out from that era, they're fucking brilliant. Do you know what it was? It was a bunch of juiced up meatheads, getting paid millions of pounds a year to fly town to town. What do you think was going to happen? They're not going to have a fucking... It's not protein shakes and stuff in that era, is it? It's booze, drugs and birds.
And also... Also, it's acting as well. It's not real fighting, so
yeah.
It's not like boxing where if they take a steroid, they're gonna actually kill you. These are professional actors. Do you know what I mean?
It's like you want to get paid a wedge.
One bloke decided, right, you're gonna win this week. Oh, can I win this week? No, you're gonna win this week. You know what I mean? It's just mad. Like,
it's all staged. He said this earlier. It's all staged, right? Anything else you're bringing to the table, Dave?
Just a thought I had this week that was just
fuck me, Dave's been thinking.
I didn't know
again.
Where it was going. I was at work the other day. I sent you the message where my boss had Radio 2 on. He always has Radio 2 on. I think I'm not old enough for Radio 2 yet, but I'm getting close. Not.
Radio 6 is about our place right now.
Yeah. The Radio 6 music's good. But like, there was another radio station on playing tunes like from 80s, 90s, just normal radio songs that you know. And I'm thinking, in 20 years' time, is there going to be a 40-year-old geezer on a building site singing to Dig a D that's playing on the radio? You know what I mean? Are these songs going to carry the strength of time? You know what I mean? Is drill going to make it where Absolute Drill is out in 2040?
Absolute Drill 34.
You know what I mean? Going back, like, I mean, what songs now that are out?
Now that's what I call drill.
Yeah. The music that's hitting right now, and like, what bands are going to make it? What bands are my kids going to remember that I listen to now? Like, I play them a lot of Foos, I play them a lot of Green Day. I've been playing Harry a lot of DMX at the minute, pumping them up before football, going, whoa, you know what I mean?
Go on, what's my name?
Go all over. Yeah, I have. So it's like, but what songs from our era are going to be them ones that keep getting the radio plays in 20, 30 years' time?
It'll be all the songs that I hate. It'll be fucking Black Eyed Peas tonight's going to be a good night. Fat Man's Scoop, Crooklyn Crap. Oh,
it won't. It will still be like Queen. It will still be like...
Oh, yeah, they'll go forever. Yeah.
These songs that are being played on Radio 1 now, they're good. Like, I love grime, don't get me wrong, but drill I don't really fuck with because it's just fucked. If you actually listen, they might as well call it that's what I call death, because killing people.
It doesn't seem to tell us. We're talking about storytelling in grime and like hip hop that we like. Drill doesn't seem to tell a story, it just seems to be words. You know what I mean? I never get a feel of a journey or anything, it's just fucking violence, isn't it? But that was my thought.
All right, fair dues.
You're going to be on the radio.
All right,
there you go.
Well, I'll get back to you in 20 years and let you know,
Dave.
Yeah,
we'll see how we go. We'll still be going
by then. We might have 7 listeners by then. Yeah. Right, I'm gonna rattle through what I've got, and then we've got the game. Right, I've been listening to be fair, because everyone you know dropped a new album, so I've been listening to that. Alfie, everyone you know, you listen to them?
No.
I'm going to send you a link. You'll like those, definitely.
Is it an album or is it an EP?
EP.
Yeah, EP. Yeah.
It's a long EP.
Yeah. It's good. It's some really good tracks.
Yeah, I need to check it out.
I've been watching... I found this random program on BBC called The North Water, and I was sold because it's Jack O'Connell, Stephen Graham and Colin Farrell.
I've seen the adverts.
I'm one episode in. It looks decent. Strong cast, bit moody, bit dark. I'll take it. I've been checking out that Josh Jamesy, who All Right Fans shouted out, that comedian. He's worth a follow. And anything else to bring to the table? Yes. Fuck Ticketmaster. Seriously, fuck those guys, man. Because I had tickets for the Manor. I have tickets for the Manor next weekend. As you know, we spoke about this. And I had the tickets. They were still valid. They've decided to change the tickets and reissue new tickets. Fair enough. But I moved house. And look, it's hard enough to change. Not hard enough, but I'm disorganised enough. I just managed to change my insurance and my bank details. Yeah. I didn't think... Ooh, I better fucking change Ticketmaster.
No, it doesn't come up, does it?
Nah, fuck them, man. And they sent the tickets.
You've been tight and not paid to redirect your mail.
That thing. Fuck that, man. Yeah. I didn't think of that. No.
You pay about 30 quid a month and it redirects.
Oh, fuck that. No, I'm out.
Yeah, but
mate,
you filter it out. You do it like a month. You go, oh, actually, I need that. I need to change it. And by the end, that's just junk.
Yeah, but it was like 6 months ago I moved. So fuck them. Anyway, long story short, I don't think I'm going to be able to go because the geezer that brought, that lives in my old flat, he won't engage, won't chat to me, whatever. I've gone to the point the other day, I fucking put a note under his door, man.
Oh, you please.
I want you to.
Ralph's got to reach up. Give me more Moose tickets.
Where's more tickets? Where's Gal's tickets? Mate, so yeah, and basically, Ticketmaster dog shit because you, I know it's a cliche, but you can't talk to a human. There is no number. And all I do whenever I raise the complaint is they come back with a generic email. So I looked a bit deeper on Instagram, Twitter, and that, and they are just getting murdered left, right, and centre with comments.
Is it not going through the same thing?
Now, well, some are e-tickets, some are
mine's
postal.
Mine's e-tickets, so I don't understand.
Yeah,
why.
I don't know
Did
why.
Did you click for postal tickets or something?
It must have been what my generic was set to.
You
can
pay. You have
Gary,
to pay.
I like the ticket.
You're old school, Gaz. You like to feel it in your hands, mate.
What you want to do, Gaz, is just turn up with your old tickets
and hope for the best.
And just see what happens. Yeah, like we did for the streets. No, we have not tickets.
Try and find all right fans.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So that was it. That was all I wanted. I was having a fucking moan. So bollocks. Fuck you, Ticketmaster. You shit. Anyone that can get me into the Manor gig would be much appreciated. If not, I'll just hang around and see if I can slip in.
Yeah.
We'll right. Okay. Lovely. So, right. Egg, we're on to the final segment.
Right. So here we go then. Straight into the three-song shuffle. We'll start with you, Gary, because I can see your phone in your hand.
Already.
To the end in case he cuts out.
So. Yeah, we're not sure how he's going to work.
Open them up. Let's see how it goes.
This is how we roll. We go your library, we go like songs, and we hit shuffle play, and you come up with Stay Positive, The Streets.
Yeah.
Great tune, though.
It is a great tune. And then I've got The Likeness of Being by Jamie T. T, isn't it?
Yeah, James T.
James T. And then I've got Songbird, Oasis.
I've had a good run there, haven't I?
That'll drop out
that we've got Streets tickets, haven't we, for January this week?
Yeah, I did actually. That was something else I wanted to mention. I've successfully got tickets for the Kings of Leon and the Streets this week, so I'm fucking more than happy.
Do you know the first gig for the Kings of Leon was at the White Horse in
White
Wickham?
White Horse in Wickham, yeah.
Was it really?
Yes. Yeah, they played the White Horse in Wickham, mental.
Nice.
That was their first ever proper gig.
Absolutely brilliant.
That's bonkers, isn't it?
We'll have to get down there and record a show down the strip club. I mean, the White Horse.
Yeah. I bet the Kings of England put a pound in the pint glass. I was going to say,
yeah. What's that rattling in the background? I don't know. Must be the rain.
We'll clip it up and keep it in,
though. I'm going to an arcade.
Yeah, we're recording in an arcade. Sure we are. Okay,
Ryan, let's hit yours, mate.
All right, then. Let's have a little look. Do you know what I mean? Oasis.
Oh, they're always listening.
The Innocent, Goldfinger. And Dandelion Wine by Gregory Alan Isakoff.
He gets about your playlist, doesn't he, old Gregory?
Yeah, I love Gregory, mate. Yeah. Big
go,
fan.
Go on, Egg. Give us what
I'll hit
got.
Mine then. Let's have a look. Right, have I got the volume turned down? Rule 101.
We've all been done.
Yeah, done. Right. Hold on. Ready? Here we go. Shuffle songs. Number one, Gangstar. GS 183rd.
Okay, Gangstar. Full clip.
Yeah. Oh, You Never Can Tell by Chuck Berry off the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. Fiction soundtrack, mate. That's
fine.
Next, we hit Run the Jewels by Run the Jewels.
Okay. That might even be in there, to be fair.
I think it is.
There we go.
Lovely. Right, Alf, this is going one of two ways, isn't it? You're either getting disconnected or you're gonna pull out.
Well, if it does get disconnected, I can come back in and do it and tell you the three songs.
I can live with
that. Yeah.
Well, give me a second. Let me try. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Right, hold on.
I reckon we might get volume, eh?
It's so playing through the speakers.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope it's dancing.
On my Spotify, it says Season 2, Episode 7, Getting to Know All Right Fans.
Good
in the playlist.
All right, hold on. Let me go to my... I might not have premium, you know, so it might just be... Hold on. All right. I'm going to press shuffle. Where's shuffle?
Good lad. He's in.
Where's shuffle?
It's the green button.
Top right. Just play.
Top right. Play.
Oh, it's a fucking advertisement. Hold on.
That's what happens, mate. You're riddled in adverts.
You know what it was? Do you know what it was? I did have Spotify Premium with my phone contract, but I changed phone and I can't remember the email.
All right, so are you out? Should we do a song for him each then, lads?
No, it's fine. I've done it. It's just playing the advert. Hold on. Right, so the first one is First one that's come up is Get a Strap featured Casanova, 6ix9ine and 50 Cent.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know that one?
Nope.
I know 6ix9ine. I think I've heard that. I don't know if I can pick it out.
The next one is Money in the Grave, Drake.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone likes Drake. I'm sure it's all right.
And the next one is Mocking It by J1.
Okay.
Yes. Interesting. Something to get on to beef out the fucking playlist there, Ryan.
Yeah. And the next one would have been Oh My by Dappy.
Oh, Dappy. God, that's a name from the past, isn't it? Right.
So there you go. There's a little intake to my car playlist.
I like it.
That three-song shuffle, that was quite good this week. The other one was my little Chuck Berry that...
Yeah,
a bit of a spanner, but
threw it a little bit. But
dear.
Bad time. Back to the soundtrack track song, wasn't it? So.
Lads, that brings us to the end.
That was class.
Alfie, mate, absolute legend. Thank you for popping in and being
no worries. Honest.
Honestly, mate, whatever you do next, best of luck with it, pal. We'll catch up properly thank soon,
you.
Me and you.
And if you ever want me on, if you ever want me on for just a chat or whatever, just to fill space or whatever, just to have a laugh, I'll come on.
Yeah, it wouldn't just be to fill space, it'd be a proper thing.
And make sure you title it Roadman Ralph.
That's is that what you want to be called? Yeah. All right.
Well, only because you know.
Yeah.
If you put Alfie, no one's.
They're like, who the fuck's Alfie?
Roadman Ralph.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll keep an eye out on Mel Moon and see how she's getting on.
Hopefully. Yep. We'll have a
look. And I'll ask her if she wants to come on at some point.
Yeah,
well.
Do, mate.
Yeah, 100%, mate. So yeah, listen. Anyone that's listening, yeah, absolutely. Here's the best of her health as well. Anyone that's listening, give us a follow. Give us a 5-star on Apple on the podcast because that's the one. And besides that, thank you for taking the time. Alfie, thank you for coming on. Boys, always an absolute
pleasure. Let me say one more thing.
Man.
Anyone that likes or subscribes to this, wherever you're listening to it, give me a message on Instagram and I'll follow you on TikTok and Instagram. If you come over and say that you followed this podcast, I'll give you a follow back on Instagram or TikTok, wherever you want.
Beautiful. Top, what a plug that is. Thank you very much.
He's a pro. He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. Right, lads. That's us. I'm out. Always a pleasure. See you later.
Cheers, guys. See you later.
See you later.
Later, yeah. Fuck Ticketmaster.